The Utah Department of Transportation crews started a project known as Lane Gain on I-15 late Sunday evening. Project construction will last from March 7th until the end of the fall. 2950 South, a mile and a half west of Perry, will be temporarily closed to traffic.
And we've been examining I-15 from North Weber County to Box Elder County for quite some time because of some increase in industry up there with Walmart and their big distribution center, with the new Procter & Gamble plant out west of Corinne. There has been an uptick in truck traffic, and now we just need that extra lane in both directions.
Vic Saunders, UDOT Region 1 supervisor, says both day and night work will be expected on the Perry area construction. The 750 North, Exit 357, and State Road 315 construction will also have day and night work. The northbound on-ramp will remain open, but the southbound on-ramp will be closed off and on, and flaggers will be in the area to direct traffic.
We recommend that people get off in Brigham City as they're coming down US 89 or as they are getting off I-15, and they can use US 89 south on the east side of I-15 there, or as they're going north out of Salt Lake City and Ogden, we recommend they get off there at Hot Springs at exit 352 and use US 89 north through Willard and Perry.
Saunders says he believes that traffic during construction won't be much of a problem. He says if people have concerns, they should contact UDOT. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Nick Herman.